Shalom and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you might guess, we are featuring Seder Dvorim. The first one was by Richard Tucker, and this one will be by Paul Zim, with a fill-in by Howard Rothman of Florida. So let's get right to the Seder. This is Paul Zim and Pesach Seder. Coming right up.
Kadesh, Urachatz, Karpas, Yachatz. The children sound off this lilting rhyme, charting the course of the Seder, the most festive and joyous family celebration in the Jewish calendar. For it is a time of coming together, of parents and children and grandchildren, of strangers and friends and acquaintances, but especially the children. For the Seder is arranged primarily as a graphic lesson for them, a lesson in which are mingled Jewish history and literature and religious teachings and the principles of ethics and righteousness and human freedom. For Pesach, the first festival of the Jewish people, is essentially the festival of freedom. The memories of the Seder are especially beautiful. We think of the warmth and the joy radiated around the table. We recall the delicacies and the melodies, the chants and the delightful fellowship. But most importantly, the Seder keeps alive that universal yearning for liberty, that love for freedom that throbs in the hearts of all men. For the Jew has learned through painful experience that one's freedom must never be taken for granted, and that it must be won anew in each and every generation. So we begin with a Kiddush, by sanctifying God's name and proclaiming the holiness of the festival over wine, the first of the four cups of the Seder. On this night, thousands of years ago, our forefathers hearkened to the call of freedom. Even as we raise our cups with blessing on our lips, we relive each event in our people's ancient struggle for human dignity and decency. We celebrate their emergence from slavery into the light of freedom. And as we do, we consecrate ourselves to defend the rights of others. We renew that ancient pledge to abolish the reign of tyranny and injustice from the families of men, and look forward to that day when peace will reign on earth.
Baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech olam, borei pri hagofen, baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech olam. Asher bochar bonu mikolom ורום ממנו מכל לשון. וקיצ'נו, וקיצ'נו, במצווסו. ותיתן לנו, אדושם אלוקינו, ביבוא, ביבוא, מועדים לשמחו, מועדים לשמחו, חגים וזמנים לששון. אס יום חג המצוס הזה, אס יום חג המצוס הזה, אס יום חג המצוס הזה, אס יום חג המצוס הזה. זמן חירוסנו מקרוא קודש, זכר, זכר ליציאת מצרים. כיוונו וחרתו ויוסנו קידשתו מכל העמים. מועדי קודשך בשמחה ובששון הנחלתו. ברוך אתה אדו שם,
ברוך שם,
מקדש ישראל והזמנים.
אמן.
ברוך אתה אדושם,
ברוך הוא ברוך שמו,
אלוקינו מלך העולם, לזמן הזה.
Praised art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast kept us in life and sustained us in mercy and enabled us to celebrate this joyous season of Passover.
לזמן, לזמן הזה.
We have thanked God for the wine of joy and the beauty of holiness. We thank Him especially for the precious gift of freedom and life itself. But freedom must be shared, and so the telling of the ancient saga of liberation, the Haggadah. Our Seder would not be true to tradition unless we offer hospitality to the stranger in our midst. Thus we open our hearts to the needy, the hungry, the weary, and the downtrodden. The mystical Aramaic chant of Ha Lachma Anya in this Sephardic arrangement proclaims, Behold the matzah, the bread of the afflicted which our ancestors ate in the land of Egypt. Let all who hunger come and eat. All who are in need come and celebrate Pesach with us. Now we are here. Next year may we observe Pesach in the land of Israel. Now many still suffer the anguish of slavery and oppression. Next year may all men be free.
Alachman yachdin yeite deyechul yeite deyechul kol ditzerich yeite veyipsach kol ditzerich yeite veyipsach hashat החלשנה הפה בירד ישראל לשנה הפה בירד ישראל לשנה הפה בירד ישראל השתה הפני לשנה הפה בני חורים השתה בידי לשנה הבאה בני חורים.
Why is this night different from all the other nights? Countless generations of little ones have asked. And each in his own lively sing-song and childlike declamation has conveyed the same authentic curiosity. On all the other nights, we eat either bread or matzah. Why on this night only matzah? On all other nights, we eat all kinds of vegetables, but on this night, we eat especially bitter herbs. And why do we have to dip herbs twice and eat in a reclining position? Ma nishtana. Great privilege is ours. What tremendous responsibility. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Praised be God, praised be He, praised be He who gave the Torah to His people Israel. Praised be He.
Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenatan, Natan Torah, Shenatan Torah, Liamo Yisrael, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch
שנתן, נתן תורה, שנתן תורה לימו ישראל. ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך שנתן תורה, שנתן תורה לימו ישראל. ברוך הוא, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך שנתן תורה, שנתן תורה לעמו ישראל. ברוך הוא, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך שנתן, נתן תורה, שנתן תורה לעמו ישראל. ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך שנתן, נתן תורה, שנתן תורה לעמו ישראל. ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא, ברוך המקום, ברוך הוא.
In Egypt, Moses saw the suffering of the Israelite slaves and felt pained on their behalf. Out of the flaming bush came the promise of redemption. The threat of God's punishment did little to mollify Pharaoh's stubbornness of heart, and the plagues were visited relentlessly upon the Egyptians. Dam, Tsephardea, Kinim, Arov, blood, frogs, vermin, wild beasts. Only after the 10th most devastating plague, the death of the firstborn, which touched the heart of every home, Pharaoh finally let the Israelites go. As we mention each of the plagues, we diminish the wine in our cups by a drop. We do this to show our compassion for the suffering of the Egyptians. Wine is the symbol of joy, but our cups of joy cannot be filled when we recall that anguish and pain were visited upon God's children, albeit they were our enemies and brutal taskmasters. They too are human beings, and in their death the divine image in man is diminished. The unique individuality of every man is sacred to the Jew.
Dam.
Dam.
Tsephardea.
Tsephardea.
Kinim.
Kinim.
Arov.
Dever
Dever Shechin
Shechin
Barad
Barad
Arbe
Arbe
Choshech
Choshech
Makat Bechorot
Makat Bechorot.
One of the most delightful moments in the Seder is reached with the rousing and spirited outbursts of Dayenu. Children, from the time they are able to utter half-intelligible syllables, begin to babble the refrains of Dayenu to the ecstatic glee of parents and grandparents. How many wonderful deeds did God perform for us? For any one of them it would have sufficed us, Dayenu, and we would have been eternally grateful. Dayenu is a rising crescendo of thanksgiving, beginning with gratitude for physical deliverance and ending with thanksgiving for the spiritual blessings of the Sabbath and the Torah. Freedom alone is not enough. The Exodus, if it is to culminate in true salvation, must lead to Sinai, to the peaks of moral and ethical righteousness and justice. Pesach means more than the first deliverance from Egypt. It means the emancipation of the slaves from every oppressor. It means the inspiration to cry out for liberty from the dungeons of the Dark Ages. It means moving forth from benighted bigotry into the enlargement of toleration and respect and acceptance. It means the guarantee of all human freedoms. Freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom from hunger, freedom to worship God, each in our own way. Above all, Pesach means the guarantee of the sacred rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God grant them to all his children. Dayenu.
Dayenu.
Now that the meal is over, grace is recited, preceded by the singing of Shir HaMalot. On Sabbath and festivals, when the mood is one of rejoicing and heartwarming mirth, Psalm 126 is a sobering reminder of the need to remember Zion and the grim desolation of the dark exile, and its words, "They that sow in tears shall gather the harvest in joy," bring a message of hope and consolation to every age and human condition. Listen to this beautiful new Hasidic melody to Shir HaMalot.
Amalot b'shuv ad Hashem et shivat Zion hayinu kecholmim az yimale zchok pinu ul shoneinu rina az yomru Yomru v'agoyim Higil ad-oshem Lasot imele Higil ad-oshem Lasot imanu Hayinu smechim Shuv ad-oshem Et shevitenu Afikim v'anegev Azorim v'edima V'erina iktoru La 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 la
Vivas elanu
בשורות טובות ישועות ונחמות יעשה לנו בשורות טובות ישועות ונחמות יעשה לנו בשורות טובות ישועות ונחמות יעשה לנו בשורות טובות ישועות ונחמות אוי ישועות ונחמות יעשה לנו בשורות טובות ישועות ונחמות אוי ישועות ונחמות יעשה לנו בשורות טובות ישועות ונחמות אוי ישועות ונחמות Vaselan besorot to yeshuot v'nechamot Ha yeshuot v'nechamot Vaselan besorot to yeshuot v'nechamot Ha yeshuot v'nechamot Vaselan besorot to yeshuot v'nechamot ישועות ונחמות לא 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 לא
Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. May the Lord give strength to our people Israel. May the Lord bless his people with the most precious gift of shalom, of peace.
May the Lord who hears our prayer from his dwelling place above bless his people everywhere bless them all with peace and love oh say shalom bimromav hu yaseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol yisrael ve'imru Yaseh shalom, yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, yaseh shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Let there be shalom for you and me. Shalom, finally shalom to Israel and the world. Come and sing shalom. Bells will ring shalom. God will bring shalom to Israel and the world. Nations of the world, can't you hear our call? Working together, we'll bring shalom to all. Nations of the world, can't you hear our call? Working together, we'll bring shalom to all. Yaseh shalom. Yaseh shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. La 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 Yaseh shalom Yaseh shalom Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael
peace and freedom, how intertwined are the two, how desperately they cry for expression. We take note of ever new meanings of Passover. The matzah we now raise is the matzah of hope, for even in affliction and in silence, it speaks to us of the reborn hope in the hearts and spirits of our brethren in Russia. They are no longer silent and submissive and resigned. Through their vigorous spirit and courage and rebirth, they dance and sing and rejoice and revel in their Jewishness, and their hearts burst forth that ancient yearning for freedom and self-expression. The land of Israel, the very cradle of their people, the very symbol for liberty and justice in whom is centered all their hopes and aspirations and faith for the future, that land beckons to them with passionate love born of kindred spirits and souls. And these young Jewish dissidents echo that love. In all great resistance movements, there have emerged songs which evoke the deepest yearnings and ideals, whose deep emotion and inexpressible fervor have fired the imagination of its heroes and given their comrades inspiration and courage. Such a song is Kachol V'Lavan, written by an anonymous refusnik who expresses his abiding faith in the freedom that would be his under the flag of Israel, the blue and the white. Smuggled out of the Russian Jewish underground, emerging into the light of day where its simple words and powerful melody have captured the hearts of world Jewry, its message is consistent with the message of Passover, the festival of freedom. The blue and the white I hold in my hand. The blue and the white is the flag of my land. The blue and the white, these colors are mine, to fight for, to die for, till the end of all time. The blue and the white, you are my song, my fervent dream. You are my hope. Peace is what you mean.
Kachol ve'lavan ze tzeva sheli. Kachol ve'lavan tzivei admati. Kachol ve'lavan כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל יומיי לעולם כחול ולבן, כמו שיר, כמו חלום, כחול ולבן, תקווה לשלום, כחול ולבן, כחול ולבן. זה צבע שלי, כל יומיי לעולם. Must believe.
We all must believe.
We fight to survive.
We fight to survive.
To dream and achieve.
Dream and achieve.
As forward we strive.
As forward we strive.
There's no place to hide.
There's no place to hide.
For peace we unite.
For peace.
The flag is our pride.
The flag is our pride.
It's the blue and the white.
It's the blue and the white.
Kachol ve'lavan. Kachol ve'lavan. Kachol ve'lavan.
Oh,
hallel of special praise follows the festive meal to indicate that the meal is part of the religious service and is sanctified with prayer. The psalmist cries out, I delight when the Lord hears the voice of my supplication. Regain my tranquility, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For thou, O Lord, hast delivered me from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Shuvi Nafshi, a liturgical rendition.
Nafshi limnuchoichi ki adoshem gomar Nafshi mimoves Eseni min dimo Esragli midechi Yechilat kon nafshi mimoves Eseini min dimo Eseragli midevachi Yechilat kon nafshi mimoves Eseni min dimo Eseni min dimo Eseni min dimo Eseragli Salech lifnei Adoshem Biaritzos Hachayim Hemanti Yada ben ani ani si ani ani si me yod ani omarti vechazi ani omarti vechazi ani omarti ani omarti ani omarti ani omarti vechazi vechazi Ani omarti vechazi, ani omarti vechazi, ani omarti, ani omarti, ani omarti, ani omarti vechazi, vechazi, kol odam, kol odam,
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness endureth forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His loving kindness is for everlasting.
Halleluja, Santo Shem, Kol Goyim Shabachu, Kol Ha'umim Ki Gavar Oleinu, Oleinu Chasto V'yemes Arushem L'Olam. Halleluja, Hodu Lado Hashem, Ki Tov, Ki L'Olam, Kili yalom, chasto. Yomareno, Yisrael. Kili yalom, chasto. Yomru, yomru no, veisaron. Kili yalom, yalom chasto. Yomeruna, Yirei Adoshem, Kihile Yolam, Kihile Yolam, Chasto.
God is glorious. He will rebuild his house soon, in our own day, perhaps. Build it, O God, speedily, and restore Zion for the everlasting inspiration of thy people Israel. Adir hu.
Adir hu, Adir hu, Yivne beito bekaro, Bimhera, Bimhera, Beyameinu bekaro. Kel bnei beitcha bekarov. Adiru yivne beito, yivne beito, beito bekarov. Adiru yivne beito, yivne beito, beito bekarov. Bim heira, yameinu bekarov. Bim heira, yameinu bekarov. Kel bnei, bnei beitcha bekarov. Kel bnei, bnei beitcha bekarov. Bimheira, yameinu bekarov. Bimheira, bimheira, yameinu bekarov. Adiru, yivneh beito, yivneh beito, beito bekarov. Adiru, yivneh beito, yivneh beito, beito bekarov. Bimheira, yameinu bekarov. Bimheira, bimheira, yameinu bekarov. Kel bnei, bnei beitcha bekarov. Kel bnei, bnei beitcha bekarov. Adiru, yivneh beito. Yivneh beito, beito bekarov. Adiru, yivneh beito, yivneh beito, yivneh beito, beito bekarov.
Twice a year, the Jew exclaims, next year in Jerusalem. Once at the Seder and again at the conclusion of the Neilah service on the Day of Atonement. In their centuries of wandering, this affirmation, next year in Jerusalem, encouraged the Jew to renew his faith in the restoration of Zion. At long last, this hope has been realized in our day. As we prepare to bring our Seder to a close, we do so with a prayer for Israel. Our God and God of our fathers, in your great mercy, protect the state of Israel and grant it peace. May it always be a fountain of hope for our people and a blessing to all mankind. Speedily, O our Father, free all people who may still be oppressed. L'shana haba'a, Birushalayim habenuya. Next year, may we and our dear ones know the joy of celebrating the Seder in Jerusalem rebuilt. A Hasidic, l'shana haba'a.
L'shana haba'a, Birushalayim. L'shana haba'a, Birushalayim. L'shana haba'a, L'shana haba'a, Birushalayim habnuya.
After the formal prayers were completed, later generations decided to add new hymns, folk songs, and rhymes. The intention was to conclude the Seder with jolly singing and to test the children's knowledge of the important teachings of Judaism. Parents and children joined in the zestful singing of these melodies, cherishing for a lifetime the precious nostalgia and the beautiful aura of the Seder atmosphere. Two of these favorites, Kilo Na'e and Chad Gadya, are now intertwined in a beautiful medley in the rhythmic lilting style of the Hasidic Niggun. The time will yet come, says the author, when there will no longer be evil in the world, only goodness and peace. May the light of freedom illumine all corners of the world and lift the darkness of tyranny and oppression from mankind. Then and only then will the meaning of Pesach, the festival of freedom, be truly realized.
Kilo no way, kilo yo he, kilo no way, kilo yo we, kilo no way, kilo yo we, kilo no way, kilo yo we. Adri bimlucha, bachul kalacha, iknu davi yomru yomlu lo lecho 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 ki lecho lecho ab lecho lecho ab lecho lecho adu shem hama velocha kilo no way kilo yo we, kilo no way, kilo yo he, kilo no way, kilo yo we. Kilo no way, kilo yo he, kilo no way, kilo yo he. Zahra poppy say su say ya na mai kum mai kiram, hatta chakad gad. I pray for little Zahra poppy say su say ya na mai kum mai kiram, hatta chakad gad, chakad gad, chakad gad. Zahra poppy say su say ya na mai kum mai kiram, hatta chakad gad. I pray for little Zahra poppy say su say ya na mai kum mai kiram, hatta chakad gad, chakad gad, chakad gad. Yosu akadosh baruch hu v'shochat l'malach ha'moves Dishoche l'shochit, dishoche l'sora Dishoche l'mayo, dishoche l'mayo L'chob l'nura v'sob l'chud l'hik l'chab l'nashol l'shuna V'yachlu l'gadi, v'yachlu l'gadi, v'yachlu l'gadi
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this Seder with Paul Zim. Brief commentary with Professor Howard Rothman. He is a professor in Northern Florida.
Passover, called Pesach in Hebrew, is one of the three major pilgrimage festivals of the Jewish calendar, and without a doubt, is the most family-oriented of the Jewish holy days. Welcome to Songs and Tales of Passover. I'm Howard Rothman, your host for this program. In the Torah, the five books of Moses, which make up part of the Old Testament, we find that God commanded the Israelites to appear before the Lord three times a year in a place that God will choose. Remember, at the time the commandment was given, the Israelites were wandering in the desert. Ultimately, the place chosen became the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Only men were required to make this pilgrimage, and they were to bring gifts to God appropriate for the blessings sought. The three festivals all have dual purposes, and all celebrate a different harvest time in the land of Israel. Passover represents the first harvest, usually of barley. It also represents the gaining of freedom for the Israelites and the beginnings as a people, a nation. The next holy festival is Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. It's called that because it commences 7 weeks or 49 days from the second day of Passover. Shavuot, which means weeks in Hebrew, represents a second harvest, usually of wheat, and is called Zman Matan Toratenu, the time of the giving and receiving of the Torah by God to the Jews, the Israelites, at Sinai. The third festival is Sukkot, which occurs after the High Holy Days, and it represents the late harvest of fruits as well as the 40 years of wandering by the Israelites in the desert, where they had no permanent dwellings. During those 40 years, their dwellings were portable Sukkot, or booths. Collectively, the three pilgrimage festivals created an opportunity for the Jewish community to reaffirm their communal commitment to the covenant with God and to reaffirm their sense of nationhood. Until the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem by the Romans in 70 AD, thousands of Jews from all over the ancient Mediterranean world would converge on Jerusalem throughout the year. Following the destruction of the temple, these pilgrimage festivals continued to be observed primarily as prayer services in synagogues. Passover is the most child-oriented of the pilgrimage festivals. During the Seder nights, two in the diaspora, one in Israel, we tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt and that we were freed from slavery and led to freedom. All Jewish holy days begin with a blessing over wine, and so does the Seder. Actually, we are asked to drink four cups of wine during the Seder, and each cup represents one of the four expressions of redemption used by God when promising Moses that the Israelites would be taken out of Egypt. These expressions are, I will bring you out from under the burden of slavery. I will save you from bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, and I will take you to me for a people. The Kiddush over the first cup of wine begins with a blessing, Praised are you, God, King of the universe, who creates fruit of the vine. It continues, Praised are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us and distinguished us by sanctifying us through God's commandments. You have lovingly favored us with festivals for joy, seasons and holidays for happiness, among them this day of Pesach, the season of our liberation, a day of sacred assembly commemorating the Exodus from Egypt. You have chosen us, sanctifying us among all peoples by granting us your sacred festivals in joy and happiness. Praised are you, Lord our God, who sanctifies the people Israel and the festival seasons. To some it may seem odd that we Jews praise ourselves for being chosen to serve God or to think of ourselves as a chosen people. This chosenness gives us no superiority over anyone, nor does it guarantee us a reserved spot in heaven. Rather, it obligates us to serve God through His commandments. Following the Kiddush, a special prayer, the Shehecheyanu, He who has kept us in life, is said. Praised are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life, preserved us, and enabled us to reach this time. This blessing is said at the beginning of every festival, and it is also said before any new and exciting moment. This blessing reminds us that God kept us in life and we should treasure not only our own lives, but the lives of others. God has preserved us and keeps us safe from the myriad dangers that surround our way of living, and God has enabled us to reach this time, which remind us that each day is a gift to be valued. Moshe Kusevitsky will sing the Kiddush, and Moshe Shulhoff will sing the Shehecheyanu.
Ну, кидай, что bishecho bishimecho sa'oin in chaletom oruch ha'toad
Israel,
Well, this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this Seder with Paul Zim, and wish you a Zisen Pesach, and it's always a great time of the year, and hope you get together with your friends and family. It's such a special holiday. So shalom, everybody. Shalom.